How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So over the past few months, Instagram has been one platform that has shifted vastly in the way that people are utilizing it, creating content on it, and just growing a brand on it in general. So today I actually wanted to discuss some outdated Instagram tips that you as a creator should be avoiding, because there's a lot of them and there's a lot of them flying around. And these are tips that, yeah, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago may have worked, but now things have changed. So without any further ado, let's dive straight into tip number one that you should be avoiding. And that is hashtags. A lot of people are still relying on hashtags to make them grow. Now, you can gain extra reach from hashtags on your post, and that's great. But you cannot rely on hashtags to grow a following, and you cannot blame hashtags for being the reason that you aren't growing an audience. I only ever see hashtag reach as a bonus. I have posts that get 10,000, 12,000 reach on hashtags, and then I'll post one 2 days later and it will get four reach. So there's no real correlation between the content I'm posting and the hashtag reach I'm getting, because all my content's within the same niche. Some just performs better than others. So I can't rely on hashtags for the overall post performance of my content, and neither should you. So if you're looking at all of these different hashtag tips and you're implementing them, and oh my god, Instagram changed them all the time. 1 minute they're saying 30 hashtags is the way to go, the next time they're saying there's 3, then it's 5. Just find something, test it. If it doesn't work, change it. If it doesn't work, find something else, and just keep testing until you find something that works for you. But I wouldn't put too much focus on your hashtag strategy. A lot of people stress about it. A lot of people come to me and go, Ethan, I'm not growing. Instagram hates me. I'm not getting any hashtag reach. I need to be getting a good reach from my hashtags if I want to be growing. And the reality, the core problem is that their content isn't good enough, or they should be changing up their content strategy completely because they may not be posting reels when they should be. So there is normally a deeper problem than the hashtag reach people are seeing. So if you are currently looking at hashtags as a way to grow your following, don't. See them as a bonus, and anything you get from those hashtags is a bonus. It's just an additional reach that you wouldn't have seen before. What I would say is focus on the quality of the content you're posting and the quantity of the content you're posting as well. Because if you're posting high quality content twice a day or once a day, at least daily content, let's put it at that, you are far more likely to grow than if you're posting every other day, but then having more of a focus on your hashtags. Because the more content you put out, the more people you're going to reach, because you're going to reach more people organically, especially if you're posting reels. So that's what you should be focusing on, not using hashtags as an attempt to make you grow. Now, that doesn't mean you don't use hashtags. You should still use them. It helps categorize your content on the platform because it's keywords within your content description. So think about it that way. Just categorize the content, have the hashtags there. If you get reach from them, amazing. If you don't sweat it. I don't get reach from hashtags on some of my posts either. So you're not alone. So moving on to outdated Instagram tip number two. And this is one that I see. There was a period that it went through, and you still see people doing them every now and again. I get a few DMs asking to be a part of them. But you may have seen them before. So there'll be a celebrity or a bigger meme page or a just an account with a large following saying, hey, do you want to be part of this competition where people have to follow everybody within the caption of this post in order to be entered into a competition to win whatever the prize may be. So what that person will do is normally the person that posts the piece of content is the celebrity, and each of these accounts will all post this piece of content. And because people want to enter this competition, they'll go through and follow every single person in the comment section. And by doing that, of course, especially if there's some big pages in there, you are going to see a huge increase in your following. And there was a point where everybody wanted to be a part of these, and I still see a few of them every now and again. And people pay extortionate amounts of money to be actually a part of these. And yeah, look, within a day or two, you're going to see a huge increase in your following, depending on how many accounts are part of this. It's normally 20 or 30, and there will be some big names in there to make it look legit. But a couple of days later, all of these people are going to unfollow you because they're not following you for you. They're not following you for your content. They're not following you because they enjoy the content you're posting and you're of value to them. All they want is the potential of winning the prize of the giveaway. So 2 days later, when they find out they haven't won it, they're just going to unfollow you. And then the algorithm and Instagram is going to look at you and go, oh my God, this account, it gained loads of followers. Now it's obviously lost all of them all. There's something wrong with it. This is that people don't enjoy the content this person's posting. So you're going to do yourself a disservice and actually hurt your organic reach in the long term, because now the algorithm's looking at you and going, okay, people clearly don't like the content this person's posting, and they're seeing a dramatic loss of followers. So obviously people don't want to see their content. So you might see a reduction in organic reach, and you're just doing yourself some damage. So what should you do instead? What are some good ways that you can collaborate with other content creators? Instead of doing these paid competition shoutouts, do guest posts. So that's where you will find a content creator within your niche that posts similar content to you, and you create a post for them, and they post the piece of content that you've created for them on their page, tagging you, saying, hey, look, this person's created this piece of content. Go check them out. They're amazing. And one, people do this because they don't have to create a piece of content for that day, so you're saving them a lot of time. And two, if it's good, then great. They're going to get the additional bonus of the fact that they could get organic reach from it as well, or their followers may see the value within it, and you'll get a little backing off of it too, because you'll be able to share your piece of content with their audience, and they'll be able to come and follow you as a result. Or you could do a collaboration post. You could create a piece of content with another creator within your niche, and you can work together on the post and tag each other in it and say, hey, look, if you want to learn more about this, or if you want a part two to this piece of content, go and check out whatever the other creator is that you've done the post with, and you can share and collaborate audiences there as well. So there are far better ways, far more long-term longevity ways of actually bringing in audience members, because with those examples, you're keeping it within your niche. You're showing people pieces of quality content that they're looking at and going, hey, I actually do really like this, and therefore I should go and follow that person because I saw value in the post, rather than, oh, I'm going to follow this person because I want to win a competition. 2 days later, I don't win, I'm going to unfollow them. So you don't want that. There's far better ways to actually grow your audience through collaboration. So give that a go. And then finally, outdated tip number three, and this is one with regards to quality of content. And this is a massive shift that's happened recently, I've seen. So far more people used to care about quality of content. And when I refer to quality, I'm talking about how good a post may look, how good the design may be, how well you present yourself on camera, the lighting, the backdrop, you name it. And you especially see this in the lifestyle influencer space, where people are posting these perfect photos of them on holiday and making their followers think that they live this dream lifestyle, when in reality that is just a picture of the moment. But now, TikTok, for example, has brought about this huge shift in the content creation space, where people are a bit bored of perfection. people were able to see straight through what people would normally have posted in the past, and they're far more entertained by authenticity, something that's far more raw, something that's in the moment, something that they can actually relate to, rather than this high quality piece of content that's done to perfection, or this Instagram post on a white sanded beach with blue water, you name it. So authenticity is something that I am trying to put into my content, and hopefully within these podcast episodes as well. I'm trying to make them as natural as possible. I'm used to edit out my mistakes, and I've probably made a few mistakes in this episode, but I'm not. This is one take. There's no stops within this podcast episode that I'm recording, and this could be a huge mistake in the long term, because I could end up having this mistake that ends up being awful, or a really long pause and awkward silence. I might edit that out if that happens, but you'll never know because I edit it. But yeah, I'm trying to make this one take. I'm trying to make it as authentic as possible, because I do make mistakes as well. I'm not perfect. And I think it's really important that your audience understands that as well, because if they're learning from you, they need to respect you, and you need to show that you're authentic as well. You need to show that you're a real person and you're not perfect. So it's a really good way to build that rapport with your audience and build that deeper relationship. So sure, you still need to have quality in a sense that you should be providing value to your audience, but quality from the standpoint of design perfection or editing perfection, people don't really care as much about that anymore. So I wouldn't go down the route of those creators that are saying everything needs to be perfect, because it doesn't. People want authenticity. People want to see the true you. So if you're able to portray that in the content that you create, perfect. So those are my three outdated Instagram tips that you should be avoiding. And I've added in some things in there to help counteract those outdated tips of things that you should be doing now. And in a year's time, this may completely change again. I might have to re-record this podcast episode with new tips or more outdated tips. It could be all of these tips that I've mentioned today in a year's time are now outdated. But hey, we'll see. That's my opinion right now. And hopefully you can now go away and avoid those outdated Instagram tips and start doing the right things. Now, before you head off from this podcast, I just wanted to say that I am looking for the most motivated members of the Social Media Marketing School community. And as a thank you for listening to the podcast, I want to offer you with the opportunity to book a free 1-hour strategy session with one of the Social Media Business Academy team members, so that we can actually uncover some true pain points and work out what is actually holding you back from building this business that you truly, truly know that you are capable of building, and see if we can help you fix those things. So if you're a coach, consultant, or a service provider who is looking to uncover their true value, build a high ticket offer. That means selling something to your audience for more than $2,000, and attract ready to pay clients by leveraging Instagram and other organic social media marketing methods. Book that call now. I must say, these slots will fill up quickly. So if you want that opportunity, if you want to learn how to do those things, how to craft that high ticket offer in less than a day, how to land your first clients organically without even spending a penny, and create high quality content that attracts, nurtures, and actually converts your viewers into clients, this call is something you need to book. So head to the top link in the description, book that call in with one of the SMBA team members, and let's see what we can do to help.